From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is suggesting that both sides have to be willing to give some as Congress returns to Washington and he prepares to work with a new GOP majority in the House and a strengthened Republican presence in the Senate.
I am very confident that the American people were not issuing a mandate for gridlock.
The president will meet with congressional leaders from both parties this week. NPR's David Wellner reports for now, Democrats are still in control of both houses of Congress.
The GOP won't take over the House until January. That means Speaker Nancy Pelosi will still have a big Democratic majority to work with in the lame duck session. She plans to use it this week to try to push through a bill giving a $250 payment to all Social Security recipients. But she'll likely have to wait for the Senate to act first on the soon to expire Bush-era tax cuts. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The House Ethics Committee is holding what amounts to an ethics trial of longtime Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York starting in a couple of hours. NPR's Peter Overby reports that Rangel is expected to represent himself because he cannot afford a lawyer.
He faces 13 charges. They allege that he hid his finances from public disclosure and failed to pay taxes on income from a Caribbean vacation home. Also that he allegedly used his powerful post as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee to solicit contributions from business people for a college program named after him. But the biggest question surrounding the hearing isn't guilt or innocence. It's about the political implications of prosecuting an 80-year-old lawmaker, an African-American veteran of the Korean War, who won't have a lawyer standing beside him. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Shares of the new General Motors go on sale this week in the company's initial public stock offering. The government wants to unload some of its ownership stake in the company, and a Chinese automaker called SAIC is likely to buy in. Jacob Goldstein from NPR's Planet Money team joins us now from New York. Jacob, how much of GM is SAIC looking to buy?
The company is expected to invest somewhere around $500 million. That's according to reports in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. That would give SAIC about a 1% stake in GM. So that's a relatively small stake, but it's symbolically important. GM is this deeply American company, of course, and the government spent billions of dollars to bail it out during the crisis.
So, Jacob, why would SAIC be interested in GM?
Well, the companies have been partners in China for several years now. That's going very well. GM's actually on track to sell more cars in India this year than in the U.S. The companies are also partnering to expand into India, another big growing market. So you can see SAIC's stake in GM as just the next step in this global relationship that's been expanding for several years now.
Thanks, Jacob. Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. This is NPR News from Washington. The death toll from the cholera outbreak in Haiti now tops 900, and more than 14,000 others with symptoms of the disease have been hospitalized. Julie Sell with the American Red Cross says cholera now has a firm foothold in Port-au-Prince, so Red Cross teams are trying to teach people there how to control its spread.
We at the American Red Cross are going through these camps with teams of what we call health promoters, literally going tent by tent, talking to people about how you prevent cholera.
Sell says new cholera treatment centers are also being set up in the city. Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron is warning that his country will struggle to remain a world power unless it gets its finances in order. But Larry Miller reports Cameron insists Britain's global influence is not yet in decline.
Cameron says foreign leaders do not see a Britain shuffling apologetically off the world stage, but respect its determination to sort out the economy. The Prime Minister is just back from a trip to China and South Korea, where he sought to portray the UK as open for business. Cameron says Britain has a powerful combination of assets and an outward-looking economy. Cameron's comments come from a major speech he'll give in London's financial district this evening. His coalition government announced massive spending cuts that'll result in the loss of 500,000 public sector jobs. Cameron says Britain has to be more strategic, hard-headed, and commercial. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A hearing to determine whether an Army psychiatrist should stand trial for last year's shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas. This is expected to wrap up today. The proceedings have been on hold for a few weeks now. Major Nidal Hassan is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.